It was one of those unexpected phone calls that leaves you stunned. Our friend Kurt, one of the most experienced private pilots we know, had crashed 2 hours earlier. He was landing on a grass strip near his home, a strip where he landed hundreds of times. This time he somehow went into a skid that propelled his plane right into a tree. The plane caught fire and exploded, and our friend Kurt was in heaven. As a beloved leader in our community, I can tell you that his death rocked a lot of people, including me, because of a collapsed wheel. He had been in a crash 14 months earlier, one which should have been fatal, but which he actually escaped from with serious but survivable injuries. I can't tell you how grateful I am. He did not die then. You see, something very important happened between those two crashes. Yeah, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about making the days left really count. It was my privilege to be asked by Kurt's wife to talk about his faith at his funeral and the powerful changes that had taken place since that first crash. The word for that day from the Word of God is our word today. It's like a scale on which you can weigh the significance of your life and what you're living it for. You ready? Here it is. Philippians 1, 20 and 21. I eagerly expect and hope that Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, we all need to honestly fill in the blank. For to me, to live is... See, the true answer, not the spiritual answer, might be, for me to live is my business, my sports, my home, my kids, my success. For me to live is my family or my friends or my education, my dream. And maybe you should just put the name of the most important person in your life in that blank to fill in. Here's the problem. If you're living for any of those things, to die is to lose it all. It's only when for you to live is Christ that to die will be gain. When our friend Kurt went down the first time, I'm not sure what he was living for. He was always a good man, but I think he would have said he wasn't always God's man. But after that crash, he said, God spared me for a reason. And he concluded that one major reason was for him to live for Christ in such a way that the people he cared about, the people who looked to him, would want his Jesus so they could be in heaven with him someday. And you know what? Kurt began to live in such a way that Christ would be exalted by his life. And because he did, well, Christ was really exalted by his death. In the months after that first crash, Kurt had boldly told so many people in his large circle of influence about the Christ who died for them and for him. And it was only logical that his funeral would do the same thing, to give those he had touched the opportunity he had had, a wake-up call from a plane crash that would bring them into a vital relationship with Jesus Christ. But if you haven't lived to show Christ to people, well, then your death really can't lift him up. The death of a man or woman who's really lived passionately for Christ can have such incredible meaning, helping others be in heaven with you. But a life not lived for Christ just can't have that kind of meaning. Death destroys every reason for living but one, living for Jesus and what matters to him. If Kurt were here today, I believe he would tell you, don't wait to surrender your life and your influence to Jesus. You never know how many days you have left to make your life count for something that's going to last forever. And for sure, Jesus would tell you that. In fact, I believe he is telling you that right now. Someday isn't soon enough to give everything you've got to Jesus. No, it needs to be this day.
Thanks, Ron. With Easter just around the corner, Ron has an encouraging booklet he would love to send to you. It's free simply when you request it at our website. It's called 72 Hours That Rocked the World, where Ron shares some powerful insights about the event that changed all of human history. To request your free copy, please visit our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.